772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Tonight I want to talk a little bit about what I've entitled the primary assignment. Amen. The primary assignment. If you go with me to Ephesians chapter 4, and we'll start at verse 11 in Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 11 of Ephesians 4, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Verse 16, from whom the whole body, somebody say the whole body, fitly joined together, say fitly joined together, and compacted, somebody say compacted, by that which every joint supplies. Say, every joint supplies.
Every joint supplies.
According to the effectual working of the in the measure of every part, makes increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. The primary assignment. There is a dimension in God that we are striving, if I might say it that way, to reach, to enter into. The prophetic word that we received from our spiritual dad is that sometime this year before June, that a spiritual portal will be opened. And I believe it's opening. I believe we're experiencing some supernatural things. I mean, all kind of testimonies, wonderful testimonies. But even though the heavens are opening, there's a spiritual positioning. There's a place that we must be in. When the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, now understand, before Jesus ascended, he spoke to 500 people. There were 500 that he said, tarry in Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father to be endued with power from on high. He spoke to 500. Only 120 were diligent enough, had enough perseverance to wait in the upper room as God had instructed. 380 of them were out in the street somewhere, maybe discouraged, maybe didn't believe, doing their own thing. But the fire fell on the 120 because they were in the right place at the right time. Amen. And that's going to be very important in these last days, to be found in the right places at the right time. In other words, not to be found in the wrong places. I had a friend growing up who was eventually killed because of something that happened to him while he spent a short time in prison. But he went to prison because he didn't believe this other guy was going to rob this store. He said, I don't believe. He said, come on, I'll show you. He went with him. The guy actually robbed the store. They both got caught and went to jail. He would just happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. And what happened to him in prison, I wouldn't want to repeat, but it messed him up for life. He was trying to recover, and then something that happened there that was ongoing outside of prison caused him to lose his life. But I remember both of them. And over almost nothing, just being in the wrong place, a loss of life. And he didn't know God. He didn't know the Lord. So it's going to be very important for us to dwell, or to be the dwelling place of God, to be in his, let me say, in his rhythms, in his timing, in his, you know, where he is, and not just doing our own thing. There's a corporate anointing. All of the ones in the book of Acts on the day of Pentecost were in one place, in one accord, had one mindset. There couldn't have been any bickering. Think about praying consistently together for 10 days. Flesh is going to be dead. Amen. Amen. I said, flesh is going to be dead. There's nothing going to be in the way for God moving. And they were probably fasting as well, many of them, but they were on one accord. In other words, they were at their primary assignment. Now, we looked at the story of Peter. I want to go over that story again. You'll find it in Matthew chapter 14. When Jesus gave instruction for the disciples to get into a boat and to go over to the other side. Let's start at verse 22. Matthew 14, verse 22. Verse 22 says, "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away." Somebody say, primary assignment. So often, like children, we are diverted along the way. The primary assignment, what Jesus told them, get in a boat. Go to the other side while I turn the multitudes away. That was the assignment. There's a tendency to add stuff to God that God says, and to pick up luggage or baggage along the way that God didn't. And then you find yourself getting discouraged. You find yourself, you know, the wheels not turning properly, things going wrong, because your focus is not your primary assignment. That's when it says we are to be no more children, tossed to and fro. You know, children can easily, you know, you tell them, go bring me something, and by the time they go back to the restroom, wherever it is you want, they're back there playing around. I said, "Did I ask you to bring me something?" And they forgot all about what you said. They saw something that got their attention. So here we have Peter. If you get that back up on the screen, we have Peter. God's given them the primary assignment. Verse 23, "And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone." Verse 24, "But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." Somebody say, secondary assignment.
Secondary assignment.
Some, and this is why I really want you to hone in on and begin to understand and focus on, some will sacrifice the primary assignment for an experience. Just to experience something. Let me say it this way, they'll spend their tithe money on something else. You have to understand something about the tithe. The tithe is the redemptive fruit. It's the first fruit. It redeems all the rest. It lifts the curse off all the rest. The tithe does. And as harsh as it may sound, those that are saved that are not, their money, and I'm not saying that, you know, you won't have money in that, but you won't have God's blessing on it. You better make a whole lot of it and hide it. And try to hold on to it, because when it doesn't have God's blessing on it, it'll get away from you. See, anything that doesn't have God's blessing on it is not protected by God. The blood's not on it. In other words, it's under a curse. It's like the earth is under a curse. But where we walk is not under a curse, because we've been redeemed from a curse. In other words, why operate under certain principles when God redeemed you from something? Why go back and live way beneath your privilege, way beneath God's will for your life, because you refuse to obey? There's something wrong with that picture. But what you've lost sight of is your primary assignment. Peter saw the Lord coming, and we know the story well, but I just want to emphasize it very strongly here tonight. Peter said, "Lord, if it be you, bid me come unto thee on the water." Now, he said, "If it be you." Now, somebody say that to you. If that's you, tell me to come. What you going to say? Well, it ain't me. You done locked him up. Okay, it is me, so come. But coming out on this water is not your primary assignment. Amen. Your primary assignment was to be in that boat. Amen. And see, this is what oftentimes happens when the joint or the one that is supposed to be supplying is out of joint or has lost sight of the primary assignment. We know the story. He goes out of the boat, but I want to emphasize how his going out of the boat, he left his brothers in the boat. And theirs was not a lack of faith. Theirs was submission to the primary assignment. They were bailing the water out of the boat, keeping the boat afloat in the midst of the turbulent water, headed to the other side. While Peter, for an experience, steps out of the boat. You have people that do that. They'll drop you in midstream for an experience. That's why we're to be no more children tossed to and fro. That's why the five in the body are for the maturing of the saints. In these last days, you're going to have to be able to take some things. Amen. Say amen, everybody. I told you we need dialogue here. I said, well, you're going to need to be able to stand firm and take some things. Well, I mean, take some things, not let somebody beat you down in the spirit. I mean, just stand some opposition and know who you are and know what your assignment is and know what God told you and know where you're going. You have to know that. You can't be jumping at every opportunity to get out of the boat. That's a child tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. Somebody tell you something in this ear and somebody tell you something in that ear. Now you're confused. No, you have to know who you are. You have to know whose you are. You have to know what your assignment is. And tell somebody right now, stay in your lane. This is good for what ails you. Because see, a lot of people get out of their lane and then, see, when you break a hedge, a serpent's going to bite you. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.